Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Too busy, you know, messing with the camera to open the mic up?
Yeah, sorry. I was giving the YouTube people the finger.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I like doing it.
I know you do. I know.
Yeah. Little breather from the Eagles. We'll get back to you. 215-592-9494. But right now, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Go for it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
All right.
Jordan, because of a short week, Jordan Mailata.
So you get to talk about the Phillies.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty great to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, we will get to Dave Dombrowski eventually in the report. Right?
Yes.
Because he did speak today.
He did. He made everyone feel better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's
hard not to think of a parade down Broad Street now.
Oh, yes.
After what he said. But one big quick thing. Newsy.
Okay.
From Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
He covers, baseball for them. He says that Tatsuya Imai, the 27-year-old Japanese phenom pitcher has plenty of suitors lining up to pay him somewhere between $150 and $200 million, a group that includes the deep-pocketed New York Yankees, Chicago Cubs, and Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow. He's the guy, if people don't remember, he's the guy that doesn't want to go to the Dodgers, that wants to take down the Dodgers.
Yes, which, you talk about in this city, it gets people a little fired up. Yeah, I think we would like that.
I wonder why they're so willing to spend $200 million on a pitcher,
right,
and they're not willing to spend money. It doesn't seem like to improve the roster otherwise.
Like go get a bat.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that they are, I believe they're obsessed with getting into the Japanese market.
Okay.
And opening up the doors there. They've never been able to sign one of those guys. They were trying to get Yamamoto. They offered him more money than the Dodgers. Like they see, it's almost as if they're operating with the normal budget and then the just in case one of the Japanese players signs up to come here kind of budget. Because that's what it feels like to me. And what does annoy me about it is that I think he's great. I think he's going to be a really solid pitcher. I don't think he's Yamamoto.
Yeah.
I think he's a two, but like a really, really good two.
Okay.
We can use that.
Could use it, but also the strength of this team is starting pitching. And while it's great to have starting pitching, and maybe if you bring him in, you flip Lizardo, or you flip Painter, or you flip one of these guys because you feel like you are operating.
They wouldn't use Lizardo to get off of Castellanos, would they?
Rather just get off Castellanos than try to get the most out of a Lizardo deal.
Okay.
I think so. So maybe they go that route, and they feel like they have an abundance, and they really want to get in the Japanese market. They sign Imai, and then they trade one of the other starters for a bat. Maybe they do that. But just the idea of wanting to spend money here, but also not being willing to spend money, let's say, on an Alex Bregman or a Bo Bichette, or even a Cody Bellinger, which is not going to happen anymore. But you know what I mean? Like another bat, that doesn't sit totally well with me.
So listen, you'd have to enlighten me on this whole wanting to tap into the Japanese sort of market. I don't necessarily view Philadelphia as a hub, right? Right? So you almost got to be like, if you're a foreign player, Japanese player coming over, you want to go to a city where you certainly, it feels a little bit like home.
Where there's a larger Japanese population.
Yes, a little bit of a bigger population for you. So, A, I got that question. And B, is there... Because it doesn't open the floodgates for us to sign more? Or is there, or are the Phillies trying to tap into a economic market there by having a Japanese player on the team?
I didn't think of that. That is a good point.
I think that could be it.
Yeah.
Like trying to have another revenue stream.
Right.
Yeah.
And trying to let, you know, them know that it's a great city.
It's a great city to come in. Yeah. Okay. You know,
yeah, I'm sure he'll think it's great.
Yeah.
we'll have a nice, you know what we do? It's the first person he meets. That's got to be Tommy down the shore.
Tommy down the shore.
Dude, it's like do you remember when Machado showed up?
Yep, yes, and they didn't let him in?
Well, they didn't let him in the door, but there's the worker outside sign the contract.
Yeah.
You know? And so Machado's like, where am I?
You know what? I don't know if he knows English or not, but him learning English here would be great.
Right.
If he just ends up speaking hoagie.
Water.
It's water. Yeah. That would be great. I tend to agree. Now, that's a good point by Ike, the financial part of it, because what I would agree with Ike on as well is they would know better than us. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sure they've done the research.
Yes.
Yes, they've done it.
But I just don't believe, to your point, that you sign one Japanese guy, it doesn't put us on the West Coast where we're closer to Japan.
Right.
It doesn't make the city, you know, one of the LA has two advantages.
It's not New York where they have
a much bigger Asian population, specifically Japanese population, than Philadelphia. It doesn't make that population bigger here, and it also doesn't give the advantage that they have on the West Coast that they can get to Japan easier than they can get from here. And, you know, I think we could outbid those two teams. You know, the Yankees have deep pockets, but they don't have Dodgers deep pockets. You know, they spend money, but they don't. They don't.
I never thought I would hear that.
They don't.
About the Yankees.
They are conscious of taxes and all that kind of stuff.
Do they even have Mets money?
I think the Blue Jays might have more money than the Yankees currently.
Really? Yeah. The Blue Jays?
Yeah, they're owned by a comms company up there that's worth like $90 billion.
It's Rogers Communications, right? Yeah, they own the...
$90 billion.
Like, they might sign Tucker for $400 million on top of Vladdy's $500 million.
Yeah, well, they have to spend it because a lot of players don't want to go to Canada.
Oh, yeah, taxes and everything up there.
I think the thing with the Yankees is like the Steinbrenners own it, but it's not George. They have plenty of money, but they are certainly more conscious of having a positive cash flow than George ever was.
Ah.
And the George Steinbrenner never had to deal with tax. Didn't have to deal with luxury tax, and they have to deal with that too. Yeah. It would be neat, but it is interesting.
It would be neat. And it feels more like they just want to get, obviously, into the Japanese market, and maybe the economy thing as well is a part
of it. I'm sure they've looked into that.
Yeah.
Well, they see all the reports are that as soon as the Dodgers signed Ohtani, that the amount of money they made from Japanese licensing and
I didn't know that.
Almost $1 billion or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, and again, I think he's awesome.
Yes.
So it would certainly be fun. But again,
let's get to the good part. Let's get to the good part.
We don't have to. Hold on.
No, let's get to the good part.
It's another
Dabrowski
pitcher.
Talk. Oh, yeah. They're great. Let's spend $100 million on a Japanese pitcher. All right. Let's go.
Plus, there's also a posting fee.
All right. Go.
All right. Dave Dabrowski talked earlier today at Adolis Garcia's introductory press conference.
Adolis.
They're now, is it, see, Adolis.
Adolis.
Yeah.
Adolis.
Adolis.
Adolis?
No, it's Adolis.
Adolis.
Yeah, in this.
It's Adolis. Adolis.
He's never going to be called Adolis here.
Well, look, none of us can.
It's only a one-year deal. It's going to take us to at least August to get this right.
We're getting him an extension after he hits 30 homers this year.
And forget about them. They don't even get the normal American name. They put the S on that. The Garcias. It'll be Garcias.
Yeah. Here, at least T-Mac won't call him like Galvis that one time.
Right.
Yeah. He switched up on us
after
5 years, 6 years. So he talked earlier today about is this it? For the outfield, and here's what Dave Dombrowski said.
Does Garcia slot as your everyday right fielder? You know, what does his addition mean to the composition of your entire outfield? How do you see things playing out there?
Well, when we discussed the situation, we're signing him, in our view, as being our everyday right fielder. But he needs to show that. I mean, as he knows, he has to be in a position that he performs, and he's aware of that. We think he can do it. Very good defensively and also from an offensive perspective, of course, has a lot of tools. We think he'll be able to do that. So basically, I think with the signing here, we look at him as being our right fielder. And then we're in a position where we're basically pretty well set out there because with Justin Crawford being able to play center or left, Brandon Marsh the other, mixed in with a little bit of, you know, Otto Kemp out there. Rojas is a backup in center field too, that, you know, and then Rincon's coming, that we feel very good. I think that a lot of people look at it, they're unsure, but if you're going to give Crawford an opportunity, you've got to give it to him.
Well,
and that's where we are. We're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and have a chance to play, you know, a lot. So basically, I think our outfield's pretty well set.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our rookie center fielder is going to get all the chances to fail.
Yeah,
he has to play. But the $10 million right fielder he just signed has to earn his spot out there.
Yeah, Adelise Kepler out there on right. Look, the guy in right field is going to strike out 200 times. The guy in left
175.
Field, okay, the guy in left field is a platoon player. And the guy in center field is not a center fielder. He's a corner outfielder. And no one is sure that he can hit. You know, we can. I want to see Crawford play every day.
Yeah.
But I want to see Crawford play. And you can't double down on defense and then say you're going to put Otto Kemp in left field and a corner outfielder in center field. Yes, you got better defensively in right field. I agree. And not having Nick Castellanos as a clubhouse drag on the team, I agree. But this is what I was afraid of with the Schwarber signing. This is what I was afraid of with the Schwarber signing, because I would rather do a bargain designated hitter, whether it's Eugenio Suarez for 2 years or whatever it is for 2 years, and then go get a really good everyday player for the outfield, whether it be Cody Bellinger or whoever it is, who can field, who can hit, who is young, all of those things, then just sort of, you know, hoping Justin Crawford can play center field when they know he can't, hoping I give him the best position to succeed. Playing center field is not the best position to succeed. And Brandon Marsh is a good player, but he is a platoon player, and they're talking about platooning him with Otto Kemp. Like, this was the fear with signing a bunch. They are a good team. They will be a good team next year, but I have a hard time figuring out how they are going to be better. Overall.
Well, here's the other thing. We said pitching is the strength. We don't know when Zach is coming back, what he's going to look like when he gets back.
Yes.
We don't know what Andrew Painter is going to look like as a pitcher. Nola, you know he's not bouncing back. And we're losing Ranger.
Yes, most likely.
So you pretty much just have Zeus.
Yep.
Hey, Zeus.
And Sanchez.
And then you got Sanchez.
Yeah.
That's all. Those are the only for sure things that we have going in.
Yeah. Now,
you got a good bullpen.
Now, Zach Wheeler, I saw he was at
one of the Sixers games.
And then he was at the Eagles game, I think. He was at the Eagles game, and John Clark. Now, Zach Wheeler said that the rehab's going good.
Going fine.
And he hopes to be back either at the beginning of the year or in April at some point.
Well, and you know they're not going to rush him.
No need. Yep. Yeah. I just, this is not a serious outfield. That is my...
It's not a serious team.
Well,
they're semi-serious.
I just don't think...
Are we the best team in the division?
I think so.
The Mets done got rid of a few people.
Yeah Mets but... is waiting.
Yeah,
Mets
are still waiting. Would the Braves bounce back?
Maybe. They made some additions, just like in the bullpen. They signed Mike Yastrzemski, but he's a fourth outfielder for them.
Do you think the Phillies, as constructed, if they don't make any more changes, are better than last year's Phillies?
No. I don't really care about being bad in last year's Phillies. Like, you know, like last year's Phillies wasn't good enough.
Well, then you would want to be better.
Second most wins in baseball.
Then you would want to be better than them.
That's what I'm saying.
then you do care about being better.
Yes, exactly. No,
right, yeah.
Because you don't want to be worse than
them.
You
get what I'm saying?
I don't.
No one does.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is he talking about, man?
It's just that Schwarber will not be as good as last year.
Probably not.
That's just a given.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Bryce is bouncing back.
Yeah. You can see his new...
I think MVP season coming.
Mustache, yeah. They got to get... Sign Bader, trade Marsh, put Crawford in left field, Then I have a grown-up outfield.
Ben, would you be okay with Kemp starting at third base?
Kemp and Sosa?
Yeah.
Sure. Until Miller gets up here?
Yeah.
Sure. You give me Bader, then I have a serious outfield. You have Garcia in right, you have Crawford in left, and Bader in center field. That is a good defensive outfield, not a cross-our-fingers defensive outfield. And
yeah.
Then you can have your nonsense at third base.
Yeah, I laid this out yesterday about how they were going to start saying that Crawford is the everyday center fielder. Mm. And
but why would they do that if they don't think he's the center fielder?
Because I think they want him to grow into being the center fielder.
So this means there's no Bader.
I don't think so. Well,
because if you get Bader, he's the center fielder, right?
He is. Yeah. He is. I think that I don't think Bader's. I think the one to focus on is third base. That is a fine outfield. I'm not happy with the outfield if you go get Bregman.
And they're hoping for a bargain on Bregman.
They're hoping to like a 2-year deal on Bregman.
Okay.
I'd be okay with if they get Bregman.
Well, what if they don't get Bregman?
Well, the Schuylkill, all right?
They're
probably not going to get Bregman.
And if they don't get Bregman, they're not going to trade Bohm. And then you're promised for the second straight offseason, you promised they would trade Bohm last offseason. If they don't get Bregman, they're not trading Bohm.
They're going to get rid of Bohm.
Why would you trade away an all-star third baseman?
Why? Well, no team trade something of semi... First off, they overvalue Bohm, and it drives me nuts. Where are the teams lining up for him? Mr. He's so valuable. The freaking stupid bat. He had 11 home runs last year. He's 6'5". My God. I don't care. I don't care. Like, when they said, whatever. He might be back, but we'll see.
Yeah, There it is.
He's gone, but he might be back.
If they don't sign Bregman, he's going to be back.
I don't know.
Do you think you...
I don't know, man. Just relax.
Do you think you'll get 20 total home runs over there with Sosa and Kemp?
Yes. Oh, Kempy?
I think so. I think you get... Sosa hit 4 in 1 game.
Hit 4 in 1 game. No,
three.
Yeah, I remember that.
Three in 1 game.
Yeah, what the hell? I remember that.
3 in 1 game. 3 in 1. And he didn't have to go to a Little League park in Sacramento to do it.
You're right, yes.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing about Bohm's home runs.
Yes.
All happened in minor league stadium?
Yes. Or Colorado. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so listen, disheartening comments from old Davey.
And look, maybe he's just setting us up because he doesn't know what's going to happen.
It's not even Christmas. A lot of things
got to... He threw that out there that we're set just so he's on record as saying that we're set.
But why does he have to be on record? Lie. Lie.
I think he knows... He's not willing to pay Bader whatever it is to come back
here.
Well,
because they signed Garcia, they're going to give Garcia every chance in the world to be the everyday.
Sure.
They gave Max Kepler, Max Kepler hit 200 all year, and they gave him every chance.
And he even complained that he wasn't playing enough.
The thing that disturbs me the most is that last year, I went through Jack's old tweets. And last
when?
Year, last night.
Why?
Because I wanted to see what you said about Kepler in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I was a Kep head. Everyone knows that.
You worked good
bats in spring training.
You were lukewarm on Kepler until we got to the season.
Yes.
And then, so it took you a little while to talk yourself into it.
I was not a Kep head when they signed him.
You were not. And then, see, I'm right, see? And then Adelis Garcia, you've talked yourself into almost immediately.
Well, what does talking myself into sound like? What is it? What do you think I've talked myself
into? You're
talking about 30 home runs.
What do you think I've talked myself into with him?
30 home runs.
See, I've talked myself into 25 home runs-ish with the possibility for more. Yeah.
Yeah.
225 to 240 average.
Okay.
That's about it. And
200 strikeouts.
All 175.
What if he plays 150 games?
175.
Okay.
And a big home run in the postseason.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. The bar is really low for me with Garcia. Play good right field and pop a home run in the postseason.
And he was ALCS MVP for the Rangers in 23.
Yes.
Okay.
And did he win World Series? No, Seager won World Series MVP.
Yeah. He's going to be our cleanup hitter.
See, and that's where, again, if he's batting sixth, I'm very happy with Garcia.
Well, there's no way he's batting sixth.
But again, can I tell you who's going to be the cleanup hitter?
Yeah, Alec Bohm.
Yeah, Alec Bohm's going to be the cleanup hitter.
And you know what? Still feels like 90-plus wins.
All right,
you got to keep taking a bunch of bites of the apple, Spike.
215.
They're a team in transition. They're kind of stuck right now, if you think about it. We're on to the 2030s.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Oh, man.
Good breakdown, Jackie boy.
I didn't break really anything down.
No.
Hey, man, good breakdown. Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to give you your credit because, you know, I got some bones to pick. You know what I'm saying?
He's out there. He was out there Covington. He was playing defense.
Yeah, exactly,
he was deflecting passes. Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
Why do you make excuses for every other team in the book but our team? Everybody gets to use the excuse book, but we don't.
Hold up.
Yeah.
The beginning of the show today was me making excuses for them.
So timeout. The 49ers was the worst team in their division last year, right? They got the last place schedule. So all them, if the Eagles play that schedule, we'd be undefeated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not so fast.
And then you're up here in the Seahawks. You guys don't think the Seahawks had a 45-year-old fat man get off the couch and they couldn't even score a touchdown versus a team they barely lost. San Antonio put up 0 points on Sunday. The kicker got MVP.
A win is a win. You know, all Sam Darnold does is win. He won the game. He won the game, Corey.
Listen,
he won the game. Sam Darnold won.
And
Sam
listen.
Darnold has won at a clip that I don't think another regular season quarterback has won at over the last 2 years.
Win. Listen, okay. I'm 100% okay with that as long as you're consistent. See, me, I don't got a problem with your narrative or whether, you know, your ideas, whatever you think of. As long as you're consistent, I like consistency. That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? Just be consistent with everybody.
All right.
And we cool with that.
I'm making an excuse for the Eagles right now. Just win one playoff game, call it a day.
And listen,
yeah.
I know y'all were everybody nervous and worried. Hey, you know we about to make some Buffalo wings in 2 weeks. MVP? Listen, y'all better hope he get down. All right? You better hope he get down. Because y'all want him to go into the postseason healthy because we're going to fold that boy in 2 weeks.
Well,
I ain't gonna jump ahead. I ain't gonna jump. Okay, you okay?
All I know is you call your guy Superman, and I've seen Josh Allen put on the cape four separate times this year.
All right, he gonna get folded. We gonna see. Better get down. You know what I'm saying? My quarterback get down. You complain the way he get down. He crumbling.
Josh Allen doesn't get down because he plays football.
You know,
he's a football player.
Fold. All right. Okay, we gonna see. But Buffalo wings coming.
Jalen folded himself up on Sunday.
Pack your lunchbox in 2 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, that's all.
You got to make me cheer for the Bills. I can't believe you.
With a successful season, we going to the Super Bowl now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how we got to get to who we got to go through, Niners, Josh Allen, you know what I'm saying, whoever. You know, whoever we got to go to get there, we going to get there. Now, a successful season is NFC championship game. But I got them going to the Super Bowl. That's my, you know, that's what I think.
Okay, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
You know what? As Ike said earlier, the details of it do matter, I think, to an extent.
Yep.
You know, if they lose, you can say they don't. But if they get to the NFC Championship game and that game is in Chicago and they lose it, that's not going to be acceptable to anybody. And if they play the Rams in the second round, and they lose
right.
it, and they lose it 30-27. That's a lot better to me than losing in the NFC Championship game to the Bears, or the Seahawks, or the whoever the hell else they could, or God forbid they end up playing the 49ers in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia and they lose it. So, but if you just want to say NFC Championship game, I get it.
Loss and the Eagles don't go together in a sentence, but it do matter.
Mm-hmm.
It don't really matter because I know a team that went both. 2-3 years ago, everybody told me, oh, they played Daniel Jones, broke up Brock Purdy. So, yeah, it do matter. You know, you're right. So, I want to make sure, you know, the details get out there. Because when we put foot in these Rams, like we always do, the 49ers, whoever, Bears, we got something for y'all, too. We're going to hang y'all up, taxidermy on the wall when we see y'all.
Oh,
you know, so, hey, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all I got for y'all.
Oh, yeah? Well, Ohio State sucks.
You led into my point. Nick, what's the next question?
It is, what's something you feel different about as you got older?
Man, going to college, man. When I was a kid, I'm like, I got to go to school. I used to go, my mom and dad, C's, that ain't working in my house. You got C's. Kane was gone. phone was gone. They took everything.
Yeah.
So me, you know, I wanted to go to the Ohio's greatest school in the country. You know, so I had to work hard to get there. But Simba, I'm like, I gotta pay these students. I'm like, man, going to college. When you was a kid, you thought, you know, I got kids. I got a, you know, high ranking position at my job. I've got people that's, you know, interviewing and doing the job that ain't got no degree. And I'm like, hold up now, I put in all this work now. You know, so going to college, I looked at different a little bit, you know.
I hear that. You have to pay for it.
I was going to say, especially when it costs you.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't send that message out.
Yeah. What's that?
About going to school. Oh, yeah, it's still important.
Yeah.
Especially when you pay tuitions.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. I would say this about college. It was fine when I was there.
Yeah.
Life after college, for me, I've enjoyed way more than college. I wasn't a college guy. College was fine.
Yeah, I guess my life improved after college.
Yeah, life's been better after college.
Yeah.
All phases. You're in college, you're broke. You probably peaked in high school, Fritz.
So here's the trajectory, right? Yes. Peaked in high school athletically.
Yeah.
Failed in college.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Definitely had a great time.
Yeah.
But then got married to Jill and had kids.
Yeah, that's you're back.
Every
yeah.
season of life, not
you're
bad.
Back.
You just got to keep a positive attitude.
Yeah. Well, and when you got that standing ovation to work, you thought, man,
well, I peaked already. Yeah, it's all been down. I had crap on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Philly's in a down spiral.
It's been downhill since.
Yeah,
you but we love you at least. You're love.
Yeah, we're all positive.
True love. 215-592-9494. Get back to the Eagles next. And the NBA referees officially have come after a Philadelphia media member. The NBA referees, and one of the strangest things I've ever seen. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Even though winter's here, the best deals of the year are happening now at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They have lifetime warranty roofing and siding, Provia and Anderson windows and doors, and pricing you won't see again until next year. Literally 10 to 20% off everything they sell from Philly to the Jersey Shore. Homeowners choose Emmons because they're one of the few Platinum Owens Corning contractors in the area, meaning Owens Corning stands behind every roof that they install. There's no better roof than an Owens Corning roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing is available for you. Don't wait. Visit callemmons.com or call 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ikery sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.